Back on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show this morning, and kind of continuing with our theme lately of talking to former coaches and to personalities, folks that have made athletic history in Marshall County. We're very pleased to have a special guest in the studio with us this morning, and a little bit of trivia for you. If you were to be asked who has the highest winning percentage of a girls basketball coach in the history of the Marshall County High School program, many people would probably answer Howard Beth. And certainly that would be a very good answer. Coach Beth, one of the great careers in high school coaching in Kentucky history, a couple of state championships, the all-time wins leader in girls basketball in Kentucky, but he does not hold the record for the highest winning percentage of a girls basketball coach at Marshall County High School. The lady that joins me this morning, Donna Perry, holds that distinction. Donna coached the Lady Marshals in the 78-79 and 79-80 seasons, and we're going to talk about those years and about her career in education and in athletics in Marshall County. Donna, it's good to see you.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's good to have you here. And you brought a wealth of information this morning. You brought some old yearbooks and brought a very neat magazine that I'm looking forward to reading that goes back 30-some-odd years, talking about high school basketball in the state. And you've been kind enough to let me borrow that. But before we get started talking about your years in the Marshall County school system and all the things that you've been involved in that regard, talk to us a little bit about your background, because like me, you're a transplant to Marshall County.
That's true, Jeff. I moved in here from Detroit when I was a junior in high school, and I went to school at Sharp for 2 years there, and then I went on to Murray State after I graduated from high school. But it was a blessing to be a part of Marshall County. I think the good Lord led my family back here, and I've been pleased and proud to be a Marshall Countyan.
Absolutely.
So it's been great.
Absolutely. Been great. Me too. Now, your career in the Marshall County school system started when?
Well, I hate to tell you, I graduated in 53 from high school, and I started teaching in 54. Back then, they needed teachers bad, and so I went to college 1 year and started teaching. And I've been in Marshall County in some capacity ever since. I was either a teacher for 41 years. I've been on the school board for 13 years, so I have been, again, blessed.
Yeah.
I've been a part of the Marshall County school system.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, of course, you're still a member of the Board of Education here at Marshall County. Donna Perry is our guest this morning. And 1954, what school did you start at in 54?
Gilbertsville. And that was my first coaching experience. I coached the boys' basketball team at Gilbertsville Elementary School. We had more fun. A young man came up to me just the other day, hugged me and said, "You were my first basketball coach." And I had to laugh because we had so much fun. We, at Gilbertsville, there was only four teachers in the building, and we had two classes. At that time, I taught the fifth and sixth grade. But we wanted to play basketball, the boys did. And some of the other schools in the area, you know, wanted us to come and play them. So we had no gym. So we played out on the dirt. But anyway, we went to our river. Never forget this. We went to Grand Rivers and played them. Of course, they had a dirt court. And we played basketball, and all I knew was to do was to get five people on the court and to say rah-rah when they were doing something good and fuss at them when they were doing something bad. But then when we'd go to Calvert or Sharp, they had a real gym with a wood floor. And those boys thought they were in hog heaven, and we had lots of fun. And so that was my first coaching experience, was in 1954.
How many years were you at Gilbertsville?
2 years at Gilbertsville. And I taught fifth and sixth grade. Then I went to Sharp, and I taught seventh and eighth grade there. And I didn't know coaching there, just played a lot of baseball with the boys.
Yeah.
But then I went to North Marshall, and that was the year that, if I'm not mistaken, don't get me wrong if I quote the wrong years, because I'm not real sure about all of them. But in 58, that would have been the fall of 58, so that was the year of 59 we won the state tournament. But that year, Mr. Rose was superintendent, and they wanted to start a girls' physical education department. So they asked me if I would come and start that program. So that's when I started teaching PE, and I taught English also, because that was my two majors in school. And so anyway, that was my first year there, and then I stayed at North Marshall until the high school was there. Then I went to Marshall County High School, and I was a guidance counselor for 6 years. And then I become principal, and I went to Sharp, and I was principal there for, 9 or 10 years. And then I went to North Marshall as principal when we started the middle school concept.
Right.
So I went there. And I retired in 97, run for school board, and still involved.
Again, Donna Perry is our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. And we do apologize. When we taped the interview with Donna Perry earlier this week, we had about a minute and 15 seconds of the interview that was lost due to some studio malfunction. We will tell you, though, that what we talked about during that segment, and you'll hear some follow-up about that with Donna here in just a moment, is the fact that back before the Kentucky High School Athletic Association once again sanctioned girls high school basketball back in 1974, there were actually teams at North Marshall, South Marshall, and Benton, and Donna was an assistant coach on the North Marshall team with Gene Brooks being the head coach, and they played about 9 or 10 games playing the other teams here in Marshall County, South Marshall and Benton, and then played team from Trigg County High School and some of the other local teams. So that was very interesting. That's something that I did not know. I was not aware of that, that there were actually teams here in the county before the Kentucky High School Athletic Association started sanctioning girls basketball again. And that's been one of the real highlights of doing some of these interviews. I know a little bit about the history of sports in Marshall County, but I'm always eager to learn more, and this has been such a great avenue to do that. And I appreciate Donna bringing that. She brought a wealth of information in, some old yearbooks, and in fact, we were looking at the information about the 1974 North Marshall girls team in that particular yearbook, and we'll kind of pick up the interview as we go with a follow-up question there. But again, we apologize for the studio difficulties that we had. We just missed about a minute or a minute and 15 seconds of the interview with Donna, but during that time she was talking about those teams before the schools consolidated into the Central High School. So we'll pick it up from there. You were showing me the 1974 North Marshall yearbook, and in the pages that talked about the girls' basketball season, they had the results of the games that year, and of course the picture of the team and the coaches and all of that. But there was a little caption out beside the picture of the team that talked about having fun and a good year and expect great things to come for girls' basketball in Marshall County. That was quite prophetic, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? I mean, that was they hit the. Hit it right on the nose, because that's true. Marshall County made did a good job in basketball, from the get-go.
Now, you mentioned, and we're going to kind of jump around here a little bit, so forgive us. We want to talk about a lot of things and look forward to having Donna perhaps on again with us if we don't get to cover everything we want to talk about this morning. But Donna Perry is our guest, and we're talking about her career and education and athletics in Marshall County, current member of the school board, retired teacher and administrator and coach here in the Marshall County system. Going back, you mentioned your time at North Marshall, going back to the 59 state championship team. Talk to us about kind of the atmosphere around that season and how much fun it was to be a part of something like that.
That was unreal that year. I mean, I was teaching there, and that was my first year at North Marshall. And those boys and the girls, and of course, at that time, I was cheerleading sponsor, too. I forgot to tell you that. I was cheerleading sponsor plus a track coach at North Marshall, and then always involved in athletics. And that team was just really special. We had a lot of special moments at that time and since then, and I'll never forget I was 7 months pregnant and at the 59 tournament.
Is
I'll never
right?
forget that.
Yeah.
Mitchell was born about 2 months later.
It
was just a fun year. And still seeing those kids and the ones that were playing and the kids that were there in school at that time, it's been just a real pleasure.
Yeah. And unfortunately, some of the members of that team have passed away. And, of course, Coach Lampley has passed away. Buddy
sure.
Poe has passed away. And so much history with that team, unfortunately, has now left us.
That's true. Charlie was just one of a kind, and so was Buddy. They were, in fact, I lived next door to Charlie for years, and Buddy and I went back to high school. We were good friends in high school and in college, and we'll always miss them. They were great people. They were a real asset to Marshall County. And Buddy, of course, he spent lots of years refereeing, too, after he got out of coaching. And they were just true blue Marshall Countyans, and I put them on a pedestal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Donna Perry is our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. Donna, you mentioned track. You were a longtime track coach. Talk to us about the track program back in those days and what all that entailed.
I'm not really sure what year we started, but I'm thinking 63 or 4 is when track started. And, you know, at that time, Title IX was coming in, and we had to have more sports for girls. So track became a pretty good sport for us. And at the first year, I remember, Robert Goheen was the principal, and we wanted to start track. And Don Breeden was one of the other teachers there, so we decided we'd build a track. Well, we didn't have a clue about making one round. We had a straightaway track, and it was all cinders. And some of the local people volunteered to come in and help us make that track and to donate the cinders for the track. So anyway, we started, it was probably a couple years before we had the football program. And then when we got the football program, of course, we got a football field. Well, then we could have a round track.
Right.
So then we had, again, local people volunteered to come in and help to pave the track, to put the lines on it. And so that was, and I suspect I was coaching it. That was probably 64, 63 or 4. And we had track until I went to the high school in 74. I was the coach of the track team. Had lots of good kids and took several to the state tournament,
yeah.
You know, that placed in the regional tournament and could go to state. So it was always held at Lexington, so that was a big thing for our
sure.
kids to go to Lexington to run on the big track.
Donna Perry is our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. Let's kind of move into your years at the high school after the school system consolidated the high schools. You become a girls' head basketball coach at Marshall County in 1978, taking over for Don Cothran, who was the inaugural coach at the Consolidated High School of the girls' program, and that happened to coincide about the same time that girls' basketball became a sanctioned KHSAA sport again. So talk about how you became a girls' basketball coach in 1978.
Well, that's probably a good question. Someone had to take Don's place, and I happened to be the one that took Don's place for 2 years. And, of course, I'd been with him. I'd learned a lot from him about basketball. And, you know, I never played basketball, so I didn't know a whole lot about it. But I learned a lot from him, and I studied a lot about different things. And, of course, every night when I'd come home from a ball game, my husband and I would lay in bed and we'd talk over what I did right and what I did wrong. So anyway, I had a lot of fun with it. I probably wasn't the best coach in the world, but anyway, we had a lot of fun and had a lot of good girls. And that last year there, that was a really hard decision for me, because I knew that was the year that Lori Barrett broke her arm, and I knew we should have gone to state tournament that year. But I knew if we didn't that year, we definitely would go the next year.
Yeah.
And that was the year I had to decide, did I want to go into principalship, which was what I was going to school for at that time. I was trying to get my certification, right, to be a principal. So I had the choice there. I had to make between staying with the basketball program or doing that. But after I had worked so hard in the principalship, I thought, well, I better go. And, of course, then that's when Howard came in.
Right.
And I think I had a big influence on Howard of talking him into doing it, because he was assistant boys coach at that time.
And they tell me, and, in fact, Coach Beth has told me, and the people that were there have told me, it was a hard sell to convince Howard to do it.
You just can't believe how
yeah.
hard it was.
He told me he was the least likely candidate in America to be the girls' basketball coach.
He was coaching girls' tennis at that time, because
yeah.
I know my daughter played tennis for him. And I said, Howard, why don't you take this job? I think that you would really like it. Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So anyway, not only me, but a whole bunch of other people talked yeah. him into it.
Yeah.
So,
but a two-year record for Donna Perry of 42-5, and that's a winning percentage of 89%. Of course, Coach Beth, over his 30 years, compiled an 84% winning percentage. But you look at those 2 years, 78-79, 79-80, 42-5, that's just a tremendous record. Talk about the postseason at that time for your two teams, and you mentioned you had the injury to Lori Barrett that may have cost you a trip to the state tournament that year.
Well, I had some really good girls. Don had really prepared them well. I'm not going to take the credit for that. Don had prepared them well. And so I stepped into something that was good. And we had some really good kids. And played well and won all these games and had lots of fun, but still they were hard workers, really hard. And that's something else that a lot of people don't know. Those 2 years, and the four that Don was there, we didn't have a gymnasium at Marshall County High School. We loaded on a bus every afternoon, those kids, and we took them, the girls, we took them to Jonathan, and we practiced basketball at Jonathan on the small gym. And then on weekends, we would get one of the big gyms, which would have been South or North or Benton. So we had to, you know, bus the kids, but they didn't mind. We had lots of fun riding the bus anyway.
Yeah.
Those girls were...
So you had to go practice at Jonathan.
We went to Jonathan.
So you had, what, about a 15, 20-minute bus ride every day after school?
Every day, and then bring them back to the high school.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, do you remember what year the gym came in? Because I was gone by that time.
'81, '82,
something
like
that.
So
I guess Howard probably had to practice away from there, too. But anyway, it was kind of fun because Don and I had this old bus they gave us, and we never knew if we had enough gas. We had a stick. We'd stick in the gas tank to see if we had enough gas to get there. But it was great. And the girls were – Don was an exceptional coach, and he did a really good job with them. And I stepped into it, and it was a great thing. And the girls were well-trained, and so I didn't have a whole lot to do but just step back and let them win.
Well, you're being very modest, and I've talked to a lot of people that have high praise for Donna Perry's coaching abilities. And who was on your staff at that time? Who was your assistant?
Ed Bolton was my assistant, and I still see Ed, and we still talk about our days with the girls and how much fun we had and what great kids they were and the things we did. And did you know Ed Bolton?
I don't,
he was a teacher at the high school, and he kind of wanted to get into basketball, so he did, and and I were the – that was my staff. That was it. That was just two of us.
Of course, you decided to step down there in 1980. Coach Beth takes over. The next year, the team goes all the way to the state championship game. They go back the next year and win it. A couple of years after that, they go undefeated and win a state championship. Knowing kind of what was coming up through the system, so to speak, as far as the younger kids and so forth, did you kind of envision a golden era of girls basketball in Marshall County kind of being on the horizon there in the early 80s?
Yes. I was pretty sure the next 2 years were going to be excellent years. And then, of course, there was the middle schools, or I think at that time we called them junior high, they had some really good programs, so they were feeding us a lot of good girls too.
Yeah.
So there was some really good kids that were coming up.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's what you got to have. You got to have a good feeder system too.
Yeah. Donna Perry is our guest this morning. We're talking with Donna about her career as an educator, administrator, and a coach in the Marshall County system, a really distinguished career, longtime school board member, currently continues to serve in that capacity. Donna, going back to your days at North Marshall, and kind of the North Marshall was a pioneer in a lot of ways. You talk about the track team. And then, of course, football. And you were there when the football program was created. And that had to be fun, but it also had to be a lot of work, too.
Oh, but the community was so involved in wanting football that, you know, of course, Dave Holt was our first coach, and I think Bill Grizzard was assistant. And I'm not sure where Dave was from, but anyway, he stayed with us for a few years, and he had a lot of know-how about football. But we had Little League going on. And that was helping the football program, mm-hmm. too. And we had a lot of men and women that were that worked really hard with the football team. So, and at that time, when football first started, we didn't have lights. So we played all of our games, like, on Saturday afternoon. And so that was a big thing for the community.
Right.
Because it was a lot of fun, and there was so many people. And, you know, a lot of the people that came in with the plants were football-orientated people.
Yeah.
Like me, I told you I was from Detroit, so football was our sport.
Right.
You know? Well, a lot of those people that came in, so they were really interested in helping getting the football started. So there was a lot of things they gave us, you know, mm-hmm. in the way of monetary things to help the school system. And so it was a lot of fun people had with it. Not only the school system and the boys, but the community itself really enjoyed having a football team. And, of course, we had, at that time, we were letting kids that wanted to play from other schools to come and play at North Marshall also. And so we, I remember having several from Benton that came and played.
Right. Yeah. In what, 68, North Marshall had a team that that went to the state baseball tournament, is that right?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. And so those were great years for the baseball program there as well. How, of course, obviously there's more sports offered now than there was back in those days. You know, you have soccer, and now you have fast pitch softball and volleyball, and some things that that were not at least not sanctioned sports back in those days. Other than that, how's the world of high school athletics changed from then to now, in your opinion?
Well, there's so many more sports that, which is great. I'm thrilled to death that they've got so many that kids can be involved in, because my philosophy's always been that if you've got a kid involved, you're not going to have any problems.
Yeah.
And so I think it's been a great thing. Of course, soccer, you know, started, and of course there was another sport that I didn't mention, cross country, that we had back at North and Benton itself, and that was a big sport too at that time, which we still have.
Right.
But then when the soccer started, the volleyball started, the softball, of course, there were kids playing softball. We had like summer leagues and stuff that were playing softball, because mm-hmm. I know my daughter played before we ever had a softball team. And of course, there was a lot of kids already involved. So mm-hmm. I think that's how it became a sport for the schools too.
Right.
And that was a real positive move.
Did you ever coach any cross country? Did you
nope,
ever?
Never crossed. Girls did. I don't know that we had any girls in cross country at that time. When I look back at the annuals and things, it was mostly boys in cross country, but now it's boys and girls, which is great.
In the world of education, just being a teacher, being an administrator, how have those jobs changed over the years as far as some of the requirements and some of the different things that the teachers have to do now as opposed to maybe back 30 or 40 years ago?
It's an all different ball game completely. These teachers have so much accountability now, and I mean, I really feel sorry for them, because they have a lot of stress put on mm-hmm. them. Back when I was in the classroom, you know, well, we wanted them all to make A's and B's, and we wanted to do well. But now, with all this testing, the state testing and the accountability and the national tests, that the teachers really have a difficult time. And I admire all of them.
Teaching and coaching, I've always said, are thankless jobs on this level. They never get enough credit, and they always get way too much blame, don't they?
That's for sure. Coaches especially get a lot of blame. Of course, teachers do too. But I know when, if you got a losing season, it's always coach's fault.
Yeah.
Always coach's fault.
Yeah.
Something else I didn't tell you that I thought was really interesting. You were talking about the stress of a coach. Every year I coached, by the time district tournament come around, I was broke out from my toes to my neck with stress. I mean, I would break out in the hives, just something terrible, because of the stress.
Yeah.
And I put it on myself. It wasn't the community or anything else that was causing it. It was just the stress. And I know all these coaches are doing the same thing today.
Sure. Yeah.
They're just under a lot of stress to win.
Donna Perry is our guest this morning, kind of reminiscing about Donna's career as an educator, administrator, and a coach in the Marshall County school system. Donna, at the time when you were coaching, and I guess when girls basketball began to be sanctioned again by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, did everybody in the region immediately start fielding a team, to your recollection, or did the entire region have representation at that time?
As far as I know, we all did, because at that time it was North, South, and Benton. All three had teams in our district, and then Grays County. Well, it wasn't Grays County at that time. We had some of the smaller schools, Simpsonia and some of the other schools. And then all of the McCracken County schools, as far as I know, all of them started it, because, like I said, that was when Title IX, mm-hmm. can't tell you exactly what year Title IX come in, but we had to have more sports for girls.
Right.
And so that brought a lot of the schools into doing it, to placing teams. And,
right. Donna Perry, our guest this morning. Donna, what do you miss about teaching and coaching? And you obviously still have very much a hand in the world of education with your work on the Marshall County Board of Education. But when it comes to teaching and coaching, what do you miss about it?
The kids. The kids were always just just such a blessing to be around. They were just always, you know, I'm not going to say they were all good because there was always some issues, but most of the time, everything with the kids, if you could find out what the problem was, you could solve their problem.
Right.
And it was the kids. It's what I miss the most.
Yeah. Well, you saw a lot of changes in the Marshall County school system. That has to be very gratifying to look back and know that you played a role in the changes that came about and some very positive changes that came about in the school system. And it's always been one of the top school systems in Kentucky. But looking back, you saw a lot of things change, and that had to be a real neat experience.
Oh, it truly was, because when I started, there was like all these small schools, and then we consolidated into North and South Benton, and then we consolidated again into the one high school, and it's all been really positive. Everything that's happened that they've foreseen to do has been a pleasant thing, and it's been a real positive experience for our kids.
Donna, any stories come to mind that perhaps we forgot to mention this morning? I've learned a lot this morning, but anything that comes to mind? I appreciate you bringing in all of this material and look forward to reading this magazine, and I promise I'll take good care of it and get it back to you. But anything that we've forgotten about this morning?
Well, the only thing I can think of is cheerleading. I was cheerleading coach, too. Of course, at that time, we didn't call it cheerleading coach. We called it cheerleading sponsors.
Right.
But one of the funny things that's happened down through the years is when I first started as a cheerleading sponsor, I had to drive the girls to the ball games in my own car. So we had lots of fun. I remember going across that bridge over to Brookport and me telling the – you remember that – you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That little bridge.
Yeah.
We'd get on that bridge, and some of them just chat all the time. I'd say, now, girls, you got to shut your mouths, not say one word. I get across this bridge. And then a few years later, Barney came. And when Barney Thwick came, the cheerleaders rode the bus. And I rode that bus every night with them. And we had lots of fun, and I've still got lots of good friendships from lots of
ladies. That's right. You got to work with Barney when he was principal at North Marshall.
That's true. Yeah. I was there when he came.
Yeah. Neat guy.
Let's say we broke him in.
Yeah.
That was his first year as principal.
Yeah. Of course, cheerleading now has changed so much.
Oh, gosh,
I mean, the cheerleading's about as competitive as, you know, any other sport.
True.
The gymnastics and all of that, and all of the training that they do, and all of the competitions.
Yeah.
It's about as competitive and demanding as any other sport now, isn't it?
It's very demanding for those girls, and they have to really train. And Miss Bushart, she does an excellent job with those girls. And you know, the middle schools also, and even the little ones at that little league, I understand, have cheerleaders too, which is good because it's something else for kids to be in that they can have something to do.
Yeah.
That's great.
I had Mr. Condor on a few weeks back, and you were talking about having kids involved, and he said he was out at the high school back during his tenure as superintendent one day, one summer afternoon, and you had the band practicing, and football was practicing, and soccer was practicing, and cross country, I think, and he said it was just really amazing to see all of those hundreds of kids, and that was a good thing to see all of those kids involved and knowing that they were in a very positive atmosphere and doing something constructive.
That's true. And you know, and of course, not just only in sports, we've got some really good people now that's involved with the band and the music program, the drama program, and the other clubs that we have, and so there's something for every kid to do, and that's what we need.
Donna Perry, it's been a real pleasure to have you here this morning, and enjoyed hearing those stories, and enjoyed learning some things that I didn't know, and look forward to having you back on this program again at another time. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jeff.